Lesson 3, Above the Clouds. In 1856, an attempt was made under the auspices of the British government to commence a series of observations in some region above the clouds, where the serene and quiet air would be specially favourable for viewing the heavenly bodies. The island of Tenerife was selected for this purpose, as combining more of the required advantages than any other mountain within easy reach of Europe. The expedition was under the direction of Piazzi Smythe, the distinguished astronomer at Edinburgh, who in a remarkable and interesting work has since published a narrative of the expedition. In an article contributed to a popular magazine, he thus graphically describes the ascent of Tenerife to a point high above the clouds. It was only a few days after, on a morning also cloudy and with northeast cloud too, that the little party set forth from the town of Orotava on the northern coast of Tenerife to climb the great mountain and to put to the only true test of actual practice their hopes of getting above the clouds. Through long winding stony pathways between vineyards and cactus plantations, between orange groves and fig trees, they proceeded, always ascending, past gardens and then past orchards, still ever ascending, past cornfields and oatfields, ascending yet higher, and then amongst natural vegetation, only ferns and heath, and some few wild laurels. And now, at a height of 3,000 feet vertical, they are close under the cloud. Before entering therein, let us pause for a moment and survey the beauties of creation in the region we are leaving behind. If for that one purpose of severe astronomy, a position below the clouds is unsuitable, yet what an infinite amount of benefit for man to enjoy and of beauty for him to contemplate is connected therewith. Beneath the clouds are kindly rains and gentle dew, and these, assisted by a warm climate, encourage all those exquisite forms of vegetation which we have admired clothing the lower slopes of the mountain. Without these, where were the fruits to support human life? Where the buds and blossoms and fading flowers which teach us many a lesson useful to life eternal? But duty now calls us on our upward way. Before many more seconds are passed, first comes one cold hurrying blast with mist upon its wings, and then another and another. Then in the midst of a constant dense wet fog, all creation is shut out of our view except the few feet of sloping earth on which we are treading, and that appears of a dull grey, and the occasional spider's web seen across our path are loaded with heavy drops of moisture.